Well, when I started out thinking about coaching, it wasn't football. I played on a high school baseball team.
You were a baseball star,
right.
I was going to say.
I played on a high school baseball team with five major league players. And we never finished higher than third in our league. And I thought something was wrong with that pitcher. How can you have this much talent and not win? And now, obviously, I, as a coach, now I realize that's not the reason that you don't win, because it's not about talent. So that forced me, when I went to college, to say, you know, when I get my chance, I'm going to go back and coach my high school baseball team, because there's talent there, and we ought to win. And so that pushed me into coaching. I got into football for another reason. In fact, I decided when I was in college, if there was anything I would never do, was coach football. I didn't see the value in that until presented with two scenarios. The first scenario was I was going to have to teach junior high school. And I said, I can't do this. That age group would kill me. I knew I didn't have the physical or the mental temperament to deal with pre-adolescence. That wasn't me. So what was the next alternative? I got offered a football job. And I said, coach football or teach junior high? I'm coaching football.